Hashtag not so daily diaries a podcast because I missed 2 days. So I'm not really staying consistent with this, am I? So I said, if I don't do a daily diary now, it's not going to get done until tomorrow. And then we're gone 3 days. And it's like everything else. If it goes longer than a week, it's not going to happen at all. So I had to look back in the podcast to see where I left you. And I left you at Padron. I have to get that into my head. I kept on saying Pardon. And Barbara was like, it sounds like you're excusing yourself for something every time you say Pardon. So the Camino Padron to Santiago was our last day of the walk. So I don't know where I left you off in the podcast because I actually didn't go back and listen to it. I'm going to open the door of the car here because I'm sitting in the car before I go in and do my afternoon work. And it's about 22 degrees and I'm sweating. But I said, if I don't do this in the car, I'm not going to get it done because I have to go in and face a load of work and some sessions for the rest of the day. So guys, our last day, we walked into Padron. That walk nearly killed us on the way from Padron village out to the hotel because it was like 28 degrees sweltering, but we did it. But our hotel had a pool. So we had the most relaxed day in the pool that night before we headed off to Santiago. And it was just lovely. We got our swimsuits. Most of us were out by the pool, whoever was in. We were just so chilled. We didn't book dinner that night. We were literally walking in to the bar food with our swimsuits on and clothes over them and just pure chilled. It was lovely. So like I have to say, this part, this Camino this time was totally different. Where we started, the hotels that we stayed in, felt like that we got up, we had walk, we had fitness in the morning. Then in the afternoon, we chill time. And then the evening, we dinner and coming together as groups and non-groups and little groups and subgroups and all that. It felt like there was three parts to our day every day, which was lovely. It was really nice. And we decided we would do, it was darkness into light the Saturday morning. So most of us, good, like 90% of us decided we'd get up at 6 o'clock and do darkness into light. Myself and Barbara had already prepared for this. We brought the yellow balloons over, some t-shirts that we found from previous darkness into light events and all of that jazz. So we got up early and did that. And it's fitting because I only found out yesterday that 2 days ago, a friend of ours from Galway actually passed away. And going by the RAP site, it was from suicide because of they said that they can donate to pay the house. And he was only 39, lads, with young kids. And we grew up with him and we socialised with him in our teens and stuff like that. And like we would have done communions and confirmations and mixed together and all that. Like, and it's just sad. So like that kind of hit me yesterday going, shit, like life is short. People do suffer. And I was one of those people that suffered in my head. And I actually thought at one stage, like, that I shouldn't be here in this life, like, years and years and years ago. I already spoke about that in different podcasts. And, like, it's mad because I was sitting in Barbara's kitchen a few minutes ago debriefing about the Camino and sorting a few things out because she only came back yesterday. And as we were sitting there talking about like how special the Camino was and how grateful we are that we can do this and bring people away and experience, a song came on the radio and it was 1999, class of 99, Wear Sunscreen. And I remember that song because I did my Leaving Cert in 99 and my Leaving Cert in 1999 wasn't really a great experience for me, is in the sense of I wasn't really good in my head at that stage. And I was wondering after school how I'd survive after school and how I'd survive leaving the bubble. And it wasn't a really good time for me because I was in my safe bubble in school and I wasn't really well in my head at the time, filtering through a lot of stuff in my head. And I didn't want to be in this life at that time. I was wondering, okay, there's a way out. I can always just do that. Bearing in mind that a lot of people had committed suicide while we were in school. So listening to that song in Barbara's kitchen, I am so fucking grateful that I didn't even come near going, like, it didn't happen, that I'm still here and that I can sit here and say, I have a great life. And imagine, like, that was how many years ago that that song came out, 20 years ago, where I was in a really bad space, headspace. I'm trying to figure out life and where, who I was meant to be and what I was meant to be and what the fuck is this about. And to think that I was sitting in Barbara's kitchen after coming back from the Camino with Barbara, who I met 7 years ago, and the two of us just going, we are creating the life that we were meant to be leading, and we're bringing people on experiences, life changing experiences. How feckin' lucky are we? Like, how lucky are we? We have a great life. So being able to walk the Camino on the last day with an amazing group of people who were all on their own journeys, including me and Barbara, who learned things on that journey last week, who learned things about themselves, who learned things about others, what they like, what they don't like, how to communicate things, blah, 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 blah. We all got something different from the Camino. But what we all got from the Camino was, it was a brilliant experience with a group of people that we'll remember forever. And to be walking in with the sunrise coming up through the mountains and the pictures that I have on my phone and the videos I have on my phone, it's just magical, lads. It's hard to explain, and it's one of those things that you just have to be there. And it's going to be different with every group that you go with anyway. And that's the thing. The people make the Camino. The Camino is always there to provide. It's the people that make the Camino. The Camino doesn't change, but the group of people that you go with does. And we know that from last year and this year. It's a completely different experience again. So last year I ran in the last 10K because I just wanted to run. And that was me being on my own journey because I was still healing last year from different things. And this year I wanted to come in with the group and experience it with the group. And sure, we came in with the group anyway. There was about half an hour of the difference with us all getting in there together, most of us anyway. And I was just 15 minutes before we got into Square, I just wanted to go singing and dancing. So I just turned on music, went singing, went dancing, singing the Irish songs, telling me, ma, when I go home, peak too soon because we still had another 10 minutes to go before we got to the cathedral. But anyway, we got in and I don't know, it was just a weird feeling. The Barry family were there. They were there waiting for us. We got in and we're just like, we did it. And the funny thing is, I could have went for another 2 or 3 days walking, lads. A, with the group, because I felt like I didn't speak to everybody on the group and I felt like I could do another 3 days to get to know other people on the group. But B, my body was well able. I was like, I'd stay going. And everybody else said the same thing. We'd stay going another 3 or 4 days, which was nice to have the want in us rather than walking in crying. So we got there anyway. Carl and Graham were late coming in because they were saying all week, well, it's not a race, but we're going to win messing. So they actually got lost coming into Cathedral. I don't know what way they went. They went a different way. But we gave them a pin anyway to find us on WhatsApp and they got us anyway and we were all there. And we all gave each other hugs. Everyone that was in, there was a good group, was in hugs, congratulating each other. We went around a circle, did a bit of a dance. And it was just lovely. And we just all broke off and had drinks and lunch together and reminiscing on the week that we had and all that kind of jazz. Now, I'm not saying that the week didn't go without its hiccups. It did. There was hiccups, but we dealt with it accordingly and like troubleshoot it really quickly so we could get on with the group and get on with the walk and get on with everything and making sure that everything was dealt with accordingly, which it did. Like, you're not going to bring a group of 30 people away and not have hiccups with hotel rooms and not have hiccups with other things. You're going to get that, lads. But the thing is to deal with things fast, effectively, and a good outcome, which we did. And that was it. So people can go on with their lives and have an enjoyable experience. So, lads, it was lovely. Darkness into light the last day. We dinnered that night. We did awards for things that me and Barbara picked up on during the week with people's little quirks and stuff like that and the things that we picked up about them, and it was funny and a bit of crack. And then the next day people had free time and then they didn't come home till yesterday, Monday. I came home early because I wanted to get stuck into work because I literally forgot about the to-do list that I had on at home and to switch off. But I needed it because my to-do list is huge to build and keep building and get level, like keep systems going with Eco Fitness so we can keep the business going and growing and minding our members. So I literally came back with a bang and I got a little bit overwhelmed yesterday of going, oh my God, the to-do list is getting bigger. But all I kept saying to myself, it'll be grand. You're one person building a team, building out a team with Eco Fitness, it'll be grand. And everything always works out in the end, which it does. So guys, I'll leave you with a few messages here. If you're thinking about doing the Camino with or without Eco Fitness, I would definitely suggest it. It'll give yourself headspace. The Camino always provides. You mightn't get the answers that you're looking for on the Camino, but you'll definitely, the answers will come to you after the Camino. When you have time to think and reflect on your time that you had with your head while you were away. So here's a little voice notes. I collared a few people on the way into the Camino, on the way in Santiago to do a few voice notes. So I'm going to leave you with their voice notes And then I'm going to come back to you at the end then as well. Lads, I didn't even listen to these voice notes, but they're going to be funny anyway. They're just going to roll into each other off their experience off the Camino. And I'll chat to you at the end. Right, Jonathan, we're nearly into the church on the last leg 1K. What do you think of the Camino?
It blew my mind, really, to be honest. I was unexpected to come have some exercise, go for a walk, get to know people, but the experiences have been unforgettable. Like Barbara and that, done such a good job planning everything to a tee. And obviously you, Karina, you're full of energy, bouncing up the street, singing the songs we go. But like, the Camino has been fantastic. It's been difficult, but working with other people has just been so easy to get there. And I'll have friends and memories forever.
Yeah, you got a bit of a romance going on, didn't you?
Ah, yeah, I had a good crew, and good to meet someone like 2 miles from home. A little bit older, but Mossy's great crack, and we're going to meet up again afterwards. So yeah, it's been a great trip.
Deadly.
No, I never met him before.
There you go.
So yeah, it's been a fantastic trip.
Anyone that hasn't come, any tips to them if they're thinking about coming?
Don't think twice. Book it first and just go for it.
Figure it out later.
Exactly.
That's my motto.
I knew nothing about it. I didn't look into the route or anything else because I knew yourself and Barbara organize things so well. You're bubbly, and the way I describe you is salt and pepper work well together.
Yeah.
And I knew it's gonna work. And the funny thing I found interesting was there's 33-34 people, but everybody's just gelled. Like, I went from group to group, backwards and forwards, and just easy. And like I was saying to the girls, I expected to talk to lads about sport all week. We haven't done that.
Yeah,
just talking about life experiences, and it's just been on another level.
Deadly. Happy days, Jonathan. Yoo-hoo! We're nearly there. Yoo-hoo! Right, Annette. Your thoughts on the Camino for anyone that hasn't done it or thinking about doing it?
Highly recommend it. Totally fantastic experience.
What's the difference between this and the ski trip?
It's a lovely group. It's still the same. Nobody's on their own. It's all fun. But the walking is... You would have to have a level of fitness now, in fairness. Don't just think you can walk it. That would be my advice. But no, they're totally different experience, both brilliant separately. Can't really compare. Totally different. But absolutely, 100% recommend it. And I will definitely be doing it again next year.
And the route, you don't know any different with the route, but...
I loved it. Thought the route was absolutely... And it wasn't as scary as I thought.
Oh.
I thought, you know... It'd be much harder, hillier, like it is. No, it's not. If you're first time, it is a bit difficult. But no, you'll fly. Anybody would fly it.
Did
I did it, anyone will do it.
Anyone can do it. Any tips for anyone coming for anything?
Well, definitely make sure you've got well-worn runners, the socks, the sunblock if you get the weather. Just really become prepared and you'll have a super time.
And the bags, pack in the bags, what do you think?
Travel light.
Yeah.
Don't carry a big backpack on your back. The bare necessities, really, because it's long walks. You don't want to be carrying a huge big haversack.
There's loads of coffee shops along the way anyway.
Great coffee shops along the way. Much better than I thought. I thought some of them were lovely, proper toilets, everything. Nothing. You don't need to worry about anything. Just come, do it, enjoy.
Thanks, Annette.
You're welcome, Karina.
Right, take two. Right, Graham. Have you any thoughts on the Camino for anyone listening, thinking about coming?
No.
Don't do it,
yeah.
Well, what was your expectations for you, Kem?
That I wouldn't survive it.
Really?
No. You're not going to be able to use this, you know?
I will use it. Right. What are your thoughts on the Camino? I'm saying that you walk around the golf course for 20,000 steps a day. So what's the difference?
Probably the fun. It's just brilliant. Simple as that.
Well, Graham is the director of fun on this holiday. So we're giving that award to Graham, the director of fun.
It's not a race, but we're going to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was your tagline?
Yeah, it's not a race, but I'm going to win it.
As he powers on, sweating. Carol, what was your thoughts on the Camino?
If I'm honest, I probably... would have thought maybe a few years ago I wouldn't have managed it, but I'm surprised that I have. Despite my blisters, I'm still powering on, and it's been the best time with a great group of people and just so much
I'm
fun.
Getting a divorce.
And I've survived my marriage.
Did I hear that you're going to renew your vows when we get in here?
Yeah, impromptu. I have the dress in the bag.
Now you have to get a ring.
Another ring.
Have you any tips for anyone, Carol, coming for the first time?
I think obviously you need to go out and walk a lot. You need to walk up and down terrain because there is a few hilly bits. Make sure your shoes are well broken in. I thought mine were, but turns out they weren't. Plenty of blister plasters. And as Yvonne said, Vaseline really works well on your feet. So, yeah.
There you go. Happy days. You.
Hey.
So, guys, that's our little recording. Or the little recordings from the guys. I'm going to get one or two more now as well over the next week or so that you can kind of get an idea of different people's experiences. Like definitely Yvonne, like she came back this year and like knocked it out of the park when it came to her level of fitness, and she was ahead all of the time. So I'll definitely get Yvonne to update you on that, on her experience. I forgot to tell you, lads, 5 people came home with tattoos. Impromptu tattoos with symbols of the Camino to remind them of their trip. So there you go. Now, the one good thing about that is the Camino is going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So at least by getting the Camino symbol on their body, it's going nowhere. It's around for absolutely It's not going anywhere. So it's going to be something that's always going to be constantly there. So getting a tattoo is probably not a big thing when it comes to the Camino, because it's going to be constant and for life. And when they come back, they can remind themselves of the memories that they had this time with us. And that's the thing. There's loads of different routes when it comes to the Camino, guys. Loads of different routes. You can break up the routes into stages. You can do one big long route altogether, like the 2 Portuguese guys that we met that spent 2 weeks walking the whole French, the Portuguese way. Like there's loads of opportunities and loads of different routes. You can go for a weekend and start at one place and walk the way back. There's loads of different routes. So what I would say is myself and Delaney Wellbeing, which is Barbara, as Jonathan said there, we're like salt and pepper, the two of us. We'll be working on the Camino together. We collab together and bring our 2 businesses together and our 2 expertise together to bring people away for the Camino and other small little trips as well. So if you're interested in coming in September, we do have a group going in September doing the exact same route. So you're more than welcome to join us in September. And what I would say is, go on to the Eventbrite. Barbara's going ahead. I'm cleaning the studio here as I'm talking to you, killing 2 birds with 1 stone before a client comes in. Barbara is going to be heading that Camino and I'm going to be there for the start and the end. And so if you're interested in joining onto that group, guys, the link is below. Get a booking in and we'll chat to you on tomorrow's podcast. Oh, tomorrow's Daily Diary. I think I'll tell you about how easy it is to offend people without actually offending people and just being yourself. Because this time, last year I got kicked out of the church for taking a video, right? Because obviously I wasn't there for the start of the Mass listening to say that you're not allowed to take videos and pictures during Mass, and I did, and I got kicked out. So this year, I offended the nun who gave me the Holy Communion by just being myself. And I'll tell you how I did that on tomorrow's podcast.